The Soul of an Angel. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, The Soul of an Angel. We look at many people who pass through our lives, and these people are very exceptional people. These people are people who have tickled our fancy, who have made us feel very good, who have made us feel very wonderful and very powerful. They have made us feel like we are magical beings. And we looked at these people and we often thought, gee, they're very special. We've gone to counselors who counseled us about our solutions and not our problems. And when we were done talking with them, we felt we were worthwhile beings again. We had something to drive ourselves toward, something to direct ourselves toward, something to think about in a positive way. And instead of belittling ourselves, we started to upgrade ourselves and started thinking beautiful, wonderful thoughts. What a great way to be. Now, and then, how many mothers are there in this world who look at their children and see them doing things that they shouldn't do and refrain from being angry or upset about it, but rather say, now, what do you think the right thing to do here would be, you know? What do you think is our next step? What is the thing that we're supposed to look at now to accomplish what goal you have in mind for yourself? What goal do you have in mind for yourself? And instead of feeling belittled and feeling rotten and feeling that our childish pranks have been found out, we feel, hey, someone really cares about us individually. Someone really cares about us as a person. And, you know, these kind of people who do those sort of things are very special. We find them all the time if we're looking. And, of course, we can be one of those kind of people, too, if we wish. But we find them whenever we are seeking solutions to the problems that confront us in life or that confront our world. Now, these people are the people who have the soul of an angel. They truly do. They have the soul of an angel. When we describe an angel as someone who is listening to the divine within them most of the time, if not all of the time. All the time, they would not only be the soul of an angel, they'd be an angel. But they have the soul of an angel because most of the time they are listening to the divine within them. They're listening to their God nature. They're listening to who they really are. And they're sharing with the rest of the world how the rest of the world can listen to its God nature and how the rest of the world can share within and understand what's going on. It's quite exciting, quite wonderful, but it's quite demanding too. Now think about this. Think about this. How many people have you met who have the soul of an angel? Now be very careful, because they are a reflection of you. So start counting. Count good, because I'm sure you'll find lots of them. You'll find more people with the soul of an angel than you ever dreamed possible. When you start looking at other people and find their virtues and their values, when you start looking at other people and find their generosity, their philanthropic genius, their majesty, the wonder that they have, you feel so wonderful yourself. You just feel so good because they are a super reflection of you. Now, this super reflection of you, how can that go about? How can that come about? How can that be expressed? The super reflection of you or me is expressed when we choose to look at the good in all things. Now, we look at children who are making mistakes, and instead of concentrating on the mistakes, we look at the children and say, I wonder what they're trying to say by doing this. I wonder what they're trying to say. What are they trying to do by doing this? And instead of looking at them as being naughty children, we look at them as they're trying to make a statement. Now, what are they trying to say? Now, we listen and listen very carefully, because the children are out throwing stones at houses, and they're throwing stones at empty windows in empty houses, and they think, isn't that fun to break a window? not realizing that that window in an empty house is just as important as a window in a house where people live, if not even more important. Because the house that has an empty, which has no one living there, needs all the love in the world and all the direction in the world for people to feel that someone cares. So that someone will indeed move into that house and make it their home. Now, when we see children doing this, we stop and think, well, now, what are they saying? And we say, hey, boys, how about a game of basketball here? I got a soccer ball here. How about that? I'm going over to the field here, and let's play a game of soccer. And they say, who are you? Oh, I'm the coach from the local field here. Oh, great. Well, okay, come on. So they're distracted from throwing stones at windows, and they go and play a game of soccer. And after the game of soccer, they go their way again, and they see those windows, and now they have more skill at aiming at the windows. And so one boy says, hey, playing soccer was a lot more fun than throwing stones at windows. I can't see any reason why I ever would want to throw stones at windows. He only speaks to himself, not to anybody else. And the rest of the guys say, you got a point there. You got a good point. And they go on their way and forget all about it. It's like a stage. The stage came. The stage was there. The stage was not acted upon. And so when the stage appeared again, it was not part of their game anymore. It was not part of their activity, because now they have found another sport which used up their skills at throwing, their skills at doing things magically, and they put all of their attention into it. You see, now, that person who came along and saw them throwing stones at a house and was intelligent enough to say, hey, let's play a game of soccer, and have them do it with him lovingly and beautifully, he help them to put a cause in motion for their own highest and best. He has the soul of an angel. He acted from his heart. He acted from his love. And how many women just love to tell stories. I delight in hearing people tell stories. And as they're sitting with their two children, three children, four children, or whomever, and one of the children says, Mommy, tell us a story about Santa Claus, or tell us a story about the gingerbread man, or tell us a story about something, you know. And Mama says, oh, right, let's sit right down and do that. Now, she had 100 things to do that were pressing upon her and very important to do, but she chose to sit and tell the story. Now, she not only chose to sit and tell the story, she said, now, what we want to do is, if anybody else joins us, we'll recapitulate the story a little bit for them so they'll know what we said, but we'll just go right on with the story. So now, is everybody ready? Just now, I'm going to get my brother. Just now, I'm going to get my sister. And they run off and they get their brothers and their sisters and their neighbors. And pretty soon there's about 10, 20 kids all lined up to hear this story. And so the mother, who was in a hurry, decided this is what her calling is for the moment. And with the soul of an angel, she blends into her story love and peace and harmony and goodness and magic and wonder. She blends into her story the expectation that each one of the children sitting there can tell that story equally well or even better than she does it. Because each one of the children has their youthful imagination. Now that woman had the soul of an angel at first, but she became an angel as she realized her audience, as she realized what she was doing, that she was sharing with them the love that she had for thoughts and ideas and stories. Yes, you perhaps have the soul of an angel too. Perhaps I do too. The only way we'll ever know is by not knowing. And the only way anybody else will ever know is also by not knowing. Because when we express the soul of an angel, we'll be expressing the soul of an angel to the souls of an angel, to other souls who are equally the soul of an angel. And They will not think it strange at all that every word we utter is a word of spiritual magnificence, of the angelic call and the beautiful way it is. Kind of fun, isn't it? But this is the way life goes. And this is the way we, as the Absolute Philosopher, look at all of life through the eye of the soul of an angel. And as we do that, all of life is a reflection of the soul of the angel, which is a reflection of us. Life is wonderful, and we make it that way every great and beautiful and wonderful day. Well, you have a good day in a wonderful way, and be the soul of the angel in every way. I love you. I love you. I love you.